people use wishbones. Like,
Oh, wishbone.
Yeah. It's kind of a superstition, right?
You break it. Yeah.
What is it, if you get the long end, do you win? Or the...
I forget how that goes.
I always thought that if you got the short end, you lost, and if you got the...
You might be right. That's been too long.
Do you know what would happen if you got the long end, but if you won? You know, would it mean luck or marriage or...
I don't know. Or either that your wish would become true or something.
Oh, you can make a wish on it, I guess.
I suppose. That's what it was all about.
Are there rodeos around here?
Gunnison.
There's one in there?
Gunnison has one.
And what do people do, I'm just trying to think of any family gatherings. You have weddings, but what do people do for funerals if you're mourning? I mean, you just have your religious, like a...
Yeah, whatever. That's right. How come I got that? I didn't think I was that wiggly.
Let me help you.
Well, that's all right, Tessa. Go in the kitchen. We don't need
there
you.
We go.
You can't tell her anything. You drop something.
Okay.
Go to the kitchen, honey. Go in the kitchen.
All right.
Stay there.
This is my last page. So we were talking about old, like chivalries or receptions or anything.
Back, yeah.
Do you know what a serenade is? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, that was that you're talking about when Crested Butte was just Crested Butte. I never was in them, but my older sisters, I remember them talking about things.
Do you know what went on? Like how they celebrated? Just
no, I didn't know they did have them. They really had nice times on those days, I'm sure. But that after I came about, I think all that was kind of dissolved.
Kind of dying out during that time? Okay, and so what types of people do you have living here now? Are they all from Colorado? Are they natives of Colorado? Or do you have...
No, just those few that are, like I say, that are hometown are, but what you've come through are like yourself, anywhere.
Just people?
And everywhere.
Really not just from other west...
And then they settle here. Some of them have second homes and stuff like that.
But are
all over.
They're not all from like western states or anything?
Oh, no. Everywhere.
I thought maybe they would be from surrounding, you know...
No. You can find people from everywhere to come through here.
So you have, you know, Canadians or Mexicans. You have, I mean, just different types of people coming in here now? All different types?
Oh, yes.
Because before you didn't have that kind of, you know.
No.
There weren't black people here. There weren't.
There were some Spanish folks, yes.
There were some Spanish.
Oh yeah, that came here because of the mine and stuff. But today it's more so.
Right. Do you have any other type of people who live here, besides Spanish people or white people or?
You mean that are you talking about anyone?
No, people just move here.
Oh, they're just any, most any kind.
Any type of person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And people, so there are people who live here now. I mean, it's not just like people, country people or people who, miners, you know, I mean, it's all.
You got a mixture of everything. It's not like it was.
Because before, it's just miners and ranch hands or people.
But of course, they were all different nationalities too, those few, you know, like Italian and German and Slovenian, like my folks were a lot of the Croatians. What was the other? But that they were mixed then too.
Just European
came here
people.
To mine.
All right, and I guess that's it, really. Let's see.